And a very good morning to you. This is Today. Keno Cummings with you all the way through until midday. Joining you this morning, the Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Wendy. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Today is the first day of Level 3. National Department of Education and their Council of Ministers, or MECs, or whatever you want to call them, said that students, learners are only going back on the 8th because large parts of the country, schools aren't ready. The Western Cape government, however, released a press statement saying, well, in essence, the national minister has now cancelled. Everybody's in limbo. We're going ahead. We're around 99.9% ready. So that is the key issue this morning. Premier Alan Wendy, good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So what transpired between you and Debbie Schaefer last night?
Well, I think perhaps what we should do is go one step back and say we have a decision made. We have a gazette. And everybody works like crazy. We spend 280 million rand on masks and on sanitizer, cleaning schools, getting schools ready. We're all following the process, doing what we need to do, declaring that our schools are ready. And then there's confusion because everybody's now dropping their children off at the school hostels, and then they're phoning and saying, but now what are we doing? We're here. There's now going to be no announcement anymore. And they've changed the time. And now the time's only tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And phone calls backwards and forwards. What's the decision? So eventually a decision has to be made. So we said, well, we're working according to a gazette. Let's make the decision. Everybody's ready. Let's go back to school. And so that was the decision. And then we saw an hour later some press statement coming out. But quite frankly, in the midst of all this crisis, people need to make decisions. And we made the decision. Schools are ready. Let's go back to school. Done.
Okay, so let's unpack readiness. Are all schools in the Western Cape ready?
No, there are a few schools that weren't ready, and for those reasons, they would have engaged with the education department, said this is the reason, and then they would have communicated to their learners.
Okay. Now, Alan, you know, it's something we've been talking about, and it's something I feel strongly about. Asymptomatic learners, parents at home, and this is the story of a lot of poor people in society as well, where a granny is looking after school kids. That granny might have comorbidities, and you now have these learners converging, albeit with 1.5 meter distancing, etc., but you still have a substantial amount of young people across the province returning to school. What about asymptomatic learners?
Yeah, and this is where everybody has to be able to make a decision. If you've got someone at risk in your family, make a decision around that person. And, you know, we all have to do that. So make those decisions. But at the end of the day, we are all going back to school now, it sounds like, next week. So in 1 week's time, exactly the same thing is going to apply.
Yeah.
We have to make those decisions and assume that we are going to mitigate those risks. But, you know, we've got to, we also can't lose the year. We also can't, and you spoke about a lot of poor families and poor households. You know what really worries me is a lot of poor families and poor households. You know, they don't have the connectivity, the ability to carry on with schooling. They're actually being totally disadvantaged right now. And we need to get our young kids back to school so that we can continue with our future economies and our future of our children, and they also need to have access to education materials, etc. So a decision was made. We've made it. Those individual schools that are not ready, and of course we've got all the protocols in place. We've spent all the money, and people have worked damn hard to get us to this position.
So, if someone with comorbidities at home, you see, because the qualitative side of this if one just looks at the quantitative side, it makes a lot of sense. Let's open up the economy. I mean, let's make sure that it's stimulated. That makes sense. But from a qualitative side, we're dealing with human beings. I know one editor, for example, who's currently in the Karoo because, you know, at the end of the day, he's got issues, comorbidity issues, and has decided to stay away. Not many people have that luxury. So from a qualitative point of view, when it comes to an individual's life, I know we're saying, you know, everybody needs to make decisions around it. Not everybody's equally empowered to make those particular decisions. And if one looks at what happened in Sweden, if you look at those mortality rates, which are over 10%, and they also came out, their fancy scientists, saying, no, we're going to protect the poor, the elderly. Around 50% of the people who died there are people with comorbidity. Well, the people who died all had comorbidities, I would believe, but a lot of them happen to be elderly. So, you know, it's one thing to say we need to open up the economy. The question is, what type of economy do we inherit if we don't have the correct data? Like the prof from WITS has been saying, if we don't have enough data to make the right decisions, what are we opening ourselves up for?
Absolutely. But we've all got to make these decisions. Just as we have to, going into our meeting now, have to make decisions for the future of this economy, for the future of the people who are not in the economy, for the future of those people with comorbidities.
Yes.
We're making decisions on their behalf now as a government. But we're also asking citizens to do the same thing. And that's why it's so imperative that citizens must also go back with the right, the hand washing, the masks, the social distancing. I was watching people coming in to this building this morning, and I had to go again and say, come guys, watch the social distancing, because it's so easy to just queue up behind each other, because now it's slower to get into a building. You've got to have your temperature checked, etc.
Listen, I'm even thinking of getting a medical mask. I don't care, because I've got hypertension, and I will do whatever I need to do to protect myself. So it's a difficult one. But Premier, you've got to go. I've promised you we'll let you go on time. I want to thank you very much for your time. We'll obviously pick up these conversations, and you know, as they evolve over the next couple of days and weeks, I look forward to those further discussions.
Thank you. We've got to be decisive when we make decisions. We've got to follow them through, or be clear to say we're not changing our mind here.
Yeah, listen, quite frankly, I think the National Minister needs to be fired. And if I were in the Western Cape's position and I had 99.9% of my schools ready, what do I do? Allow parents to drop off kids and then they're not accepted, then what?
Well, it was chaos last night because there's indecisiveness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Alan, have a good one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Wendy, writer on Today. I'm Keno Cummings with you until midday.